Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. President Joe Biden has sharply criticised his presidential rival Donald Trump, saying Mr. Trump wanted to turn the clock back on race relations in America. Mr. Biden listed some of the achievements of his mandate.
More people have health insurance than ever before. The racial wealth gap is as small as it's been in 20 years. Wages are back up. Inflation is coming down. Inflation has dropped from 9 to 3%. We've already accomplished a lot, so now let's talk about the future we can build together.
Mr. Biden concluded his impassioned appearance with a call to regulate guns, not women. Earlier, he'd said Donald Trump should be held responsible for taking away women's right to abortion. Mr. Trump, who's speaking in northwest Georgia, has criticised Mr. Biden's immigration policy. The state is a crucial battleground with its primary election on Tuesday. Pope Francis has said Ukraine should have what he called the courage of the white flag and negotiate an end to the war with Russia. He told a Swiss broadcaster that to fight on would lead to more deaths.
The word negotiate is a courageous word. When you see that you are defeated, when things are not going well, you have to have the courage to negotiate. One may feel shame, but how many dead will the war end up with? One should negotiate in time. Find a country that can be a mediator.
The Pope has defended a negotiated peace before, but it's the first time he's suggested Ukraine should consider itself defeated. The Lebanese authorities say an Israeli airstrike has killed five people in a village near the border. They say at least four of the dead were from the same family. Nine other people were said to have been wounded. The powerful Iranian-backed Hezbollah movement in Lebanon has frequently exchanged cross-border attacks with the Israeli military since the start of the Israeli-Hamas war. Hezbollah is an ally of Hamas. Security services in northwest Nigeria are searching for hundreds of schoolchildren abducted in a new spate of kidnappings. On Saturday, armed men stormed a school in the state of Sokoto, taking 15 students and four women. Hundreds of other pupils were abducted 2 days earlier in Kaduna State. Here's Myeni Jones.
It happened very early this morning in an area called Gada in the northwest of Nigeria. This obviously is coming at a time of heightened tensions in the region. A search operation is underway to recover these almost 300 students taken from their school in Kaduna on Thursday. Now, a number of suggestions have been made as to why this might be happening. The Nigerian economy at the moment is doing particularly badly. Traditionally, these gangs have extorted local communities for money, but many simply have no money to give. So it might be that they're turning to kidnapping for ransom.
BBC News. The Irish government has been defeated in its attempts to broaden the definition of family and alter language on women in the constitution. The Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, admitted he'd failed to persuade voters in two referendums held on Friday. The first asked whether to expand family to include relationships outside marriage. The second would have removed references to women in the home. Anne-Marie Flanagan campaigned against that suggestion.
The proposal was looking at care within the home without recognition that support happens outside the home. So, for example, personal assistance, you know, from a legal perspective could have been denied to us. We're a group of disabled people and family members who provide support and care. And we came together because we were really concerned that our legitimate voice wasn't going to be heard. So we're thrilled with the result.
The Venezuelan authorities have arrested a regional campaign manager working for the opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. The Attorney General said Emil Brandt Ulloa faced terrorism charges after his detention in the state of Barinas. His arrest follows that of three other opposition regional campaign officials linked to an alleged conspiracy against the government. Mexico has said it's preparing a new migrant reception centre in the state of Chihuahua near the border with the United States. It's a replacement for an overcrowded centre in Ciudad Juarez that burned down last year, killing 40 people. Since then, many migrants trying to reach the US have been put up in tents. Several American football fans who attended a freezing game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins in January have had amputations for frostbite. Doctors in the state of Missouri said they had treated dozens of frostbite cases after temperatures dropped to minus 20 Celsius. They said some of the 12 who consequently needed amputations had been at the playoff game. Fans had been allowed to bring heated blankets into the stadium. BBC News.